Injection, fellas.
Are we on the air?
Yeah. Here comes the.
Y'all don't really want it like that.
My name is Robert. I'm the one of the owners. You know my wife, Michelle. We own the daycare.
Yes. How can I help you?
Okay. We've been, I think we've had your son Malik probably close to a year now. Am I right?
Yes, you have. Is everything okay?
No, everything's fine. Everything is fine. I don't think we have a problem that we can't clear up. I have a question for you. Have you been noticing anything different about Malik? Like concerning hygiene at all?
Hygiene? No, not that I can recall. What are you talking about?
Okay, how old is Malik?
He's 2.
Okay, well, we seem to have come across a little glitch here that we're going to try to take care of here at the daycare. I told her I would make the phone call and leave her out of it. I know you see her every day once
you
drop.
Yeah, but what glitch are you talking about? What is this glitch?
I'm sorry?
Glitch. What is this glitch that you want to talk about? I'm confused.
Okay, well, actually what we're having is it seems like every day here lately for the last 2 months, Malik has been, you know, very musty. You know, he hasn't been really sweaty, but just real musty.
Okay, you clearly have the wrong child because I give my son a bath every night, and most mornings before he leaves for school, I give him another bath again. So, yeah, I'm pretty positive you have the wrong child.
No, ma'am. Your son is Malik, right? And he's 2 years old. You guys have been here with us right close to a year now, correct?
Yes, and?
Okay, and he's a cute little kid with the curly hair. I know exactly which one he is. So what I'm saying to you is that we are having problems. He's just reeking, you know. He's real musty.
Okay, you know what? My son does not reek. I don't know what child you're talking about, but you're not talking about my child. I just told you I make sure that he gets a bath every night. So that's not my child. My child is very clean.
Okay, well hang on, Vanessa. What I'm trying to get you to understand is this is why my wife didn't want to call. Okay, and I'm glad I'm actually the one that made the call. What we need to do, this is what I'm going to do. I'm just going to try a little experiment for the next month or so.
Experiment?
I'm sorry?
What do you mean experiment? What kind of experiment?
Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put some male deodorant on him.
What?
For the next month, and we'll see how it plays out.
No, you're not going to put anything on my child. That's not going to happen.
Okay, well, ma'am, I'm trying to fix the problem here. I just wanted to call
he doesn't have a problem. I already told you that my son is clean. You're not going to put any on him, and if you do, it's going to be a problem. Do you understand me?
Okay, ma'am, I'm not trying to have an argument with you. What I want you to know is...
Well, you're talking about putting deodorant on my child. You can't do that. I'm not
going
to have that happening. Please don't make me have to come
back to
that school for you and your wife.
Okay, ma'am, listen. We're going to have to do something about your child. Your child is musty, okay? And you're sitting here getting an attitude with me, and I'm trying to let you know your child is musty.
You're talking nonsense. Maybe you're the one that's musty. Maybe you and your wife are musty. My child is not musty. I keep telling you that I bathe him every night. Which part of that don't you understand?
I understand everything that you're saying. Maybe it's the soap. Maybe something is not taking effect. I'm not sure. Okay?
But maybe you just didn't smell it right, because I don't know what child you're smelling, but you're not smelling my child.
You are not
using that deodorant on my child. Do I need to come down there for you with the cops and sue your entire establishment? You don't want that to happen. Stay away from my child. Are you crazy? You know, matter of fact, where's my son?
Ma'am, your son is fine. Your son is in there with the rest of the kids. They're playing. You know, today is the first day I sprayed a little bit of male deodorant.
You said what?
See how that worked out.
Okay, so you crazy. Look, Cheryl, can you cover for me for a couple of minutes? I'm ringing my there right now. I'll be there within the hour because you must be crazy. What do you mean sprayed my son?
Ma'am, I just sprayed a little bit of deodorant on him just to see if we can.
I didn't give him permission to do that, and I keep telling you that there's nothing wrong with my child, and you took it upon yourself to go and spray my child, and you weren't supposed to do that. Are you crazy? I'm bringing my right now.
Okay, well, what are you coming here for? The boy is, your son Malik is fine. Why are you coming here?
No, he's clearly not fine. If you're going around spraying, why don't you spray because clearly it's your smelling and reeking and funky as hell. I didn't give you no to spray my child.
Yeah, you're
I'm going to come down there, I promise you. I promise you. I'm going to shoot all y'all because you're going to crazy.
Okay, let me say this, ma'am. Your son is musty. He's been reeking for the
last My son is not musty. How many times have I told you that he's not musty?
Okay?
You know what? I ain't even trying to hear you. You're clearly crazy. How you going around spraying people's kids? And I'm with my child. Did you smell the other kids? You know what? I'm about to get in my car and come down there for your ass, so you must be crazy.
Hello? Hello? Why did you hang up on me? I'm trying to fix the problem, ma'am.
Wait, what the f- I told you that I'm coming down there. I'll be there in 10 minutes.
What? But I needed to let you know one more thing that's going on here.
How could you possibly need to let me know? Because I'm on my way to right now.
Where are you now? Are you in your car? Where are you?
I am heading to my car, about to get in my car to come down there for because you must be crazy spraying my child.
Before you get to your car, I need to tell you one more thing about your son, okay?
Please, what you possibly have to tell me?
I want to tell you that
what?
This is, listen to me, this is nephew Tommy from Steve Harvey.
Hey, y'all, what's going on out there? And happy Freedom Fun Friday for you. That was nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show with one of his pranks. Your child is musty. Oh, Lord have mercy. Now, if y'all ain't laughing already, boy, something wrong with you. I'm telling you, because, you know, some of them old five-year-olds do be walking around here smelling like grown folk. That's all I'm going to say. Hey, y'all, welcome to the show tonight. I'm your host, Eric Jackson, and you're on Let's Talk Freedom Fun Friday. And we have another outstanding show for you. Now, if you want to get in, you know, make us laugh, got something you want to talk about, hey, either way you want to do it, 347-838-8622. Email me, ericlistalk@gmail.com. Join me in my chat room. Just sign on to www.blogtalkradio.com /Eric Jackson 62. Join me in the chat room. We can talk that way. Or hit me on my Facebook. Let's talk with Eric Jackson at facebook.com. Or you find me on Twitter at driven4forlife62. All right. But that was funny, man. I'm telling y'all need to leave those mothers alone about their babies, because they don't play about their babies. I ain't going to lie to you. That lady was about to get in her car and go and whip some ass over her child. Talking about putting some deodorant on them. That was funny. Of course, there'll be others coming, but I kind of like that one. I see my lines are already opening up here, so let me go on and bring the co-host in on Fun Freedom Friday. Whee! All right. Hello. How you doing today?
Freaky Friday.
What's going on, Joe?
Hey, Eric. You know what? I think I missed a good show yesterday then. You're talking about sperm donors, whether or not they should be responsible for the baby, I guess.
Yeah, man. You missed was that yesterday? Yeah, it was yesterday. Yes, you did miss a great. In fact, you missed a good show, too, Wednesday also.
Yeah.
All right,
well,
gonna fix the phone.
There was a controversy yesterday. Somebody saying that sperm donors should be responsible and pay child support for a kid.
I think there was a little bit of both. Yeah.
Oh, how can somebody be that stupid?
I mean, you know, in some instances, no. That was Wednesday. Yeah, it was a female that called in. Yeah, that was Wednesday's show.
Oh, that's right, the 9th. Yeah, that was Wednesday.
Yeah, that was Wednesday's show. And you know what, Mr. Solution, he actually was the counsel for the females. So he represented the females on the show and
you
did an outstanding job. No.
Wait a minute. He's advocating that a sperm donor is responsible to pay a female child support for a baby in which she's signed away her rights voluntarily.
He was taking up for the females, yes.
I want that sucker to call in.
Oh, I'm probably he probably on the freeway.
I know, he's probably listening. He always likes to listen before he calls in.
Are you going to challenge him,
oh,
Joe?
Oh, Rich, get your black ass on the show.
Oh, my goodness. Such, oh, my.
Oh, God.
So early.
I think you're going to be wrong, Eric. I don't think he would do that. But if he did, this is going to be a good show tonight.
You know, I mean, because, well, come on. Yeah. We already know his normal stance. So I think he freshened it up a little bit and decided he was going to represent the women.
Was he playing devil's advocate, I hope? Or was he actually representing the ticks for real?
Well, he was representing them for that show, yes. But we actually had one female call in, man, and she was just, oh, my, she wouldn't shut up for number one, just yelling and screaming. And even if she did have some points, nobody could understand her because she was yelling and screaming, you know?
Well, sometimes that's your normal female on the show, Eric. You know, they get all kinds of pissed off when we start talking about male-female relationships.
Well, yeah. Well, hey, it is
well,
what it
all
is.
Right, I'll wait for Rich to call in, and then what do we got tonight?
You missed my 100th show yesterday too, Joe.
Hey, can I get busy every once in a while?
Oh, you was getting busy? Okay, yeah. All right. Since you was getting busy, you know, getting busy in the hood means something different. We'll let you slide since you was getting busy. All right. Catch your breath.
Yeah, it's like getting busy.
Yeah, you was getting busy. That's what you said. So, okay. Mm-hmm. I can't be mad at you for getting busy, Joe.
Yeah,
you know, I mean.
So what do we got today?
Man, I don't know. I got a whole lot of stuff today. I don't know. You know, we just talk, man. It's a good day.
It's your free-flowing, freedom, freaky Friday.
It's a good day. It's a good day. I mean, let's talk about five-year-olds walking around smelling like grown folk.
Oh, I missed that clip. I just came in the tail end of it.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes I'm sure they do. I mean, you know, five-year-olds just like to potty in their diapers or something, you know. Mm. Right?
No, I'm talking about under your arms.
Oh, yeah? Well, they don't sweat yet, right?
Shit. So, excuse me. I'm sorry. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, I do apologize for that profane language I just used, y'all.
Oh, really?
Yeah, anyway. No, but some little rascals running around here smelling like grown folk, man. You be in a grocery store and you walk by, I'm like, dang.
Well, that's got to be shit, though. That can't
look,
be the one.
No. That'd be funk, man. That ain't
no, I don't think kids, until they're in the teenage years, are pretty close to it, actually have sweat glands that
all right,
actually
Joe,
operate.
Last time you've been around some small kids outside playing.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, then they just haven't been washed yet. I mean, you know.
They still smelling like grown folk.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. You're like, oh, yeah, you need to go and do something with that. And I'm telling you. Yeah. Oh, Joe, you ain't been, I gotta say, you ain't been around no little folk in a while.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't realize it, but you, as an adult, when they walk by you and you open your nose a little bit, you know it. You know.
Yeah.
Some parents think that's cute, though. I don't know about all that cuteness.
No. No kind of raunchy smell is cute. Not unless it's coming up as a direct result of slamming bellies together.
Oh,
you know?
Slamming bellies together, Joe.
Yeah, swapping some bodily fluids. Up until then, no.
Man, cause think about it. You missed a good show on the All Girls Network the other night too, man. It's a show you would have loved, Joe.
What did Angie do now? Oh, especially Muse. What did they do?
It was Angie. I think it was Angie. We got to talking about, you know, orgasms and all kind of. I say, a show you would have been perfect for, but you didn't show up.
Well, you know, I try to call them tonight. I think they must be having repeats because they haven't picked up my phone.
Yeah, well, I think they have some technical issues. I think Muse was out sick last couple of days, so I don't know. I think they have some technical issues on their end anyway.
Well, most of the shows, do you know what? Whenever I go, like, if, for example, your show, except for today, but if I go to your show, if I go to any of the other Blog Talk shows, well, as soon as I get there, you hear that stupid, I don't know if she's Australian or if she's English, you always hear that Blog Talk Radio. And then the show's supposed to come on.
Uh-huh.
But most of the time, the show just shuts down. and then you got to go to where the picture is on the homepage.
Uh-huh.
And then underneath it, they have this, the button, which regulates the volume.
Right.
And then you got to keep clicking on it to make sure the goddamn volume stays up as opposed to, you know, to going down.
Right.
So then you got to keep clicking and clicking. But it happens every show I go on. So something's wrong with Block Talk Radio.
Yeah, obviously that happens to me a lot, too. You know, and usually what I end up having to do either open it up a separate window
yeah.
or open it up on my computer's player.
Yeah, right. The computer, the default player.
Right, right. So, yeah. But, yeah, we had some great shows this week. We got even better shows next week, Joe, and I definitely want you on these next week, man. Cause
uh-oh. Okay. What kind of hand grenade are you going to be throwing out now?
Well, I think the one Tuesday is African Americans Are We Obese on Purpose.
Hell yeah.
And shut up. And I think you got another one.
Take a look at your goddamn black women.
And I
nobody's
get off the black
forcing
women.
Them to eat like that.
Get off the black women.
Oh,
all right,
well,
now.
You're talking
and
about
the
African American.
Yeah, he knows I
don't worry. I'm not
right
going. Don't worry. I'll be glad to get off freaking black women.
Thursday. All right, Joe. Thursday. I think it should Africa Americans go back to Africa. I don't know if I got the one in between. Oh, yeah, I think the light skin, black skin, or bleach skin. So, yeah, I got some bombs for next week. I'm really bringing the boom.
Yeah, you're really being Afrocentric next week, huh?
Yeah, because you know I like getting into that kind of stuff, making it interesting. But anyway.
What do you like? You like black chicks with the junk in the trunk, or do you just like, you know, slim asses?
I love black women, period.
Period, huh?
Period. Okay.
No matter what they look like?
No.
Oh, all right. So
I
do
mean,
you like do you like the...
I mean, don't get me wrong. You know, some of them, yeah, you... okay. But they don't have to be a beauty queen, if that's what you mean. You know, I really like a woman with a strong brain.
Right, right.
Yeah. You know, I mean, looks don't hurt either, but... No,
no I'm just talking about looks, though, in terms of a preference. I mean, actually, I mean, I'm over 40, so I like good-looking women, but if I have a choice between a good-looking bitch... And a nice looking, not especially attractive, but nice looking woman with character and personality, the good looking bitch can suck my dick.
No, love and have mercy. Oh, y'all.
So what else
you
gonna be good for? I'll give it to her. She wants to suck it. She can suck it.
All right. Well, you
hey, don't
feel...
ever say I didn't give her anything.
Well, okay. You got some the other day, so you're good now for a while, right?
Well, this is after 8 o'clock. This is your nighttime show, so you don't have to
I
worry.
Know, right? All right, y'all. Let's see. How about this, Joe?
Mm-hmm.
There's no rest for the dead with a surround sound coffin. Now, there's a man in Sweden, right? He has designed a coffin with built-in speakers linked to a music playlist that can be updated by the living. Okay, so...
All right, he's a moron. Guy's a moron.
Why? I mean, you resting in peace, and you have your music playing, and if your family knew there was certain songs that you loved a certain time, they could change the playlist to where you can listen to that in your eternal peace.
Okay, I repeat, he's a fucking moron. Jeez. He's dead and he wants this shit. How fucking stupid can people be?
Hey,
this is Freaky Friday. This is like a freaky world, bizarro. Full of nut jobs.
I mean, why not? Why not? And that means, you know, for the gangsters, you know, they can go down listening to Tupac and 2-3 Chainz and Baby You Hooey or whoever else be out. You know,
the gangsters are goddamn stupid too.
Why are gangsters stupid, Mister?
Yeah, I want to see some guy in his pitmobile in a coffin with a fucking Tupac coming in to both sides of the coffin. Yeah, that's really bright. Like this moron you're talking about, where in Sweden?
Oh yeah, look,
they should throw him in the river.
But it's a place in Dallas that will perform that type of funeral for you. This place, they had, you know, if you want to dunk the basketball, the guy with the basketball scene, you can have your way in like a boxing ring. I mean, so why not have the speakers going in there, too, as you go in?
I am not entertaining any more of these conversations like this.
I'm just, look, Joe, I'm not making this stuff up, man. I promise you.
No more.
Oh, man, come on now. Come on, Joe, don't do me like that, Joe.
I'm leaving you hanging high and dry on this shit.
All right. We're going to move on to the next story, then. Y'all see that? Y'all see? Y'all think Joe is never made speechless? See? He got speechless on that one right there. All right,
yeah,
here we go. Joe.
Let him call in. Let your callers call in. If you have any balls, you stupid broads.
See, there you go insulting my women callers, Joe, my lady callers.
They
man.
Haven't called yet. They probably not even listening to me.
Oh, they listening, trust me. They listening.
Oh,
all
yeah?
right, y'all. Hey,
well, then they know who they are.
Uh-huh. All right, y'all. Here's another one. Samantha Gault allegedly had sex with dog while boyfriend James Crow photographed. In Delaware.
Okay, two stupid individuals. They should be thrown in the London River.
Oh, Lord.
With,
in Delaware.
Stones
oh, this,
around the neck.
This in Delaware. A woman.
Throw them in the Delaware River.
Engaged in sexual intercourse with a dog while her boyfriend snapped photos. They both were arrested. One was 24. She was 24. He was 25. And each was charged with one count felony bestiality and one count of felony second degree conspiracy. I don't know what the hell they were conspiring to do. What?
Conspiring to be freaking assholes, what they were conspiring to do.
I guess they mean, what, little dog people or something? I don't know. And look. And they received a canine abuse tip from a concerned neighbor on December 28th. Now, check this out. Now, they suspect this has been happening since August the 12th, 2012, and December 31st, 2012. So here's my question. How long had the neighbor been watching? Don't you think they probably need to go and arrest them, too? Apparently, the neighbor knew more was going on than they did.
Well, we don't know. Maybe he was watching. Maybe he was. I'd watch for a while to see if she actually enjoyed doggy dick.
Look at you.
Come here, Rin Tin Tin.
Look at you. You're just about as freaky as they are, Joe.
I'd watch it for a while. I just want to see if it was really going up this chick's pipe.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Come here, Rin Tin Tin, my little doggy. Get it in there, nice and tight. Yeah, I love
it. Oh, see? Look at, see? Joe, you're on a whole different.
You're the one bringing it up.
You're on a whole different level this week.
I bet you get video of people like this.
Oh, Lord have mercy. I don't know. They didn't show the pictures. I would have put them up, but they wouldn't show the pictures.
No, the cops are looking at them.
You're probably right on that one. You're probably right. But that's crazy, man. Come on now.
I know it. I saw a video of a guy. You know, remember when, you know how we hear pigs, is, you know, we call pigs porkers?
Mm-hmm.
There's a video of a guy. He slides underneath the pig. Now, the guy's probably a normal-sized guy. He's probably around 5'9", 5'10", something like that. Slides underneath this huge-ass pig.
Uh-huh.
And this pig is doing him in the ass like it's going out of style.
Oh,
and
no.
He's there enjoying it, and somebody else is there trying to make the pig even more excited. And I'm looking at this, I'm saying, you got to be 1'6". Son of a bitch. To have this porker had to be around 300 pounds, 400 pounds. This is a huge pig. And he's going to town on this guy's butt. And the guy's probably enjoying himself like crazy. He thinks he's in Disneyland. And this pig is going back and forth. And I'm saying, people, I saw a video. Oh, this is disgusting. I won't even discuss it on your show. I'm not going to talk about it.
Oh, you won't bring it up, then don't discuss it, huh?
I'm not going to discuss it, no. It's disgusting.
Oh, it's more disgusting than a pig doing a man?
Oh, yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
I can't see that.
Yeah.
Y'all see, Joe's on a high tonight, y'all.
Yeah, I'm high. They're the ones doing it, and I'm high. Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying.
You're the one with the pig lover, and you got this girl with the doggy dick? Okay.
Hey, it ain't my fault. It's a song. It ain't my fault. Okay. All right. All right, y'all. We gonna get off that. See, Joe, get on there and get to rolling. Hey, y'all. If y'all want to join in the conversation tonight, me and Joe be here for a minute. Just give us a call 347-838-862.
No, I don't even let them call if they're chicks. If they're not calling in now, if they haven't called, well, they did call in your show before. I didn't call. If they haven't called in recently, let them stay out there and then never.
Hey, y'all, don't listen to Joe. Call
let
in.
Them stay out there with
tell us
dumb
tell us something funny to make us laugh tonight. You know,
just by showing up, they'll make me laugh. Just stay out there, you dumb chicken.
All right, Joe. Y'all, Joe is on the roll tonight. Joe is on the roll. Okay, Joe, I got one for you. Okay, okay, we didn't laugh enough for a moment. You know, it's Freedom Fun Friday, so we kind of missed the shows up a little. You know, missed the stuff up a little bit. Right. You know, keep it going. All right. Now, these are two idiots, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
These are two idiots.
Right.
Warren Druin and Stephen Bausch. Walk around Portland with assault rifles to advocate gun rights, scaring neighborhood.
Mm.
Now, these two men, they attempted to raise gun rights awareness Wednesday afternoon by walking around the streets with assault rifles strapped to their backs.
Mm.
Let's just say these sharpshooters were a bit off target. Second Amendment stroll, which is what they called it, caused several panicked people to dial 911, according to the police. And neither one of the guys, which both were 22, seemed interested in, you know, that they were actually scaring people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, isn't that the kind of a little bit too far now?
Actually, I don't blame them. I mean, they're trying to bring awareness to gun control.
What's been going on lately? You don't think there's enough awareness of gun control?
Well, yeah, there's too much awareness of gun control. People should become more aware of freedom to have guns. Because if you take away people's guns, the criminals are not going to give up their guns. I think we can agree on that.
Yeah, we can agree on that.
All right, if the criminals have the guns and the citizens do not, are the citizens going to attack the criminals or are the criminals going to attack the citizens?
But that's not the point.
Of course it's the point.
It is not the point, Joe, and here's why it's not the point.
Why?
Because I understand, yes, the Second Amendment say, everybody, we have the right to bear arms. Fine. But it doesn't say we have the right to bear assault rifles. Really?
We should have the same type of firepower the cops do. What was not circulated in the mainstream media too much was the fact that either yesterday or the day before, there was a guy and his friend. They were living at this particular house. There was a bench warrant out for, I forget if it was both of them or one of them, just one of them. Anyway, the cops came inside the house as they were sleeping.
Uh-huh.
Okay. It was a guy and a girl cop. They go inside the bedroom. They barely announce themselves. They say, "Have you got any weapons?" They shocked the guy because the guy was sleeping in his bed. So the guy wakes up to, he doesn't know what. All he knows is that there's a guy and a girl in his bedroom, got guns on him. He hears something. He makes some kind of motion. And then the cops shoot him 16 times in the bed. When the other cops get there and they start investigating what happened, they found out he had no guns in the bedroom.
He had no guns in the bedroom.
Right. So that shows to me that you better have some assault rifles because the cops think they can commit murder, and they did.
Okay, Joe, here's the question. What in the hell would have assault rifle done during that time?
If the cops knew that people had assault rifles.
Okay, no. But see, here's the thing. You just said it. They thought he had some weapons in there, right?
And they went in there, and instead of knocking on the door, and instead of doing, well, you know, I mean, they probably thought the cops probably gave them a light reprimand and then said, well, you did protocol okay and all that kind of good shit. But if they know, the cops in general know that the citizenry in general have assault rifles, they're going to be a little more cautious about trying to just blow away people. Because then people will know how fucked up these cops are.
I see your reasoning, but here's my reasoning. Yeah. If the cops know that you don't have a weapon, don't you think because they thought he had weapons, they went in hypervigilant anyway, compared to if they thought he didn't have a weapon, they would have went in thinking kind of way.
Well, if they knew he didn't have a weapon, they would have gone in there maybe a little bit less fearful. But cops,
exactly.
Cops
right.
will kill you for no matter reason, no matter what. But the thing is, let's say the cops are good cops. Yeah, they'll go inside a place that they know, if they have no weapons, they'll walk inside, you know, feeling better. But if the cops were good cops, and if the citizens felt that the cops are good cops, there would be no tension between the citizens and the cops. But the cops are not good cops. And besides which, it's not just the cops you have to protect yourself from. Criminals aren't going to knock on the door and say, well, we got a warrant to rob you. You need good, high-powered weapons to protect yourself against the crazies. If you know,
really?
You're familiar with the Charles Manson murders, right?
Yeah.
Well, if Sharon Tate and the other people who were inside the house had weapons, and if they heard the Charles Manson family, they might be alive today.
I have to disagree with that one.
Why?
Because they were too high to. Charles Manson, back in them days, it wouldn't have mattered anyway.
Why?
Because
if you're shot with four bullets from a high powered rifle, I think it's going to be kind of deathly.
Well, hell, if you get shot with a low caliber bullet in the right place, then you're going to stop them.
But you know, I'm not going to worry about target practice. Somebody's inside my house. I want to make sure I get them. I'm not going to worry about whether or not I got them in the leg or if that's going to stop them. I want the bullet to stop them no matter where it hits them.
See, that's too, you know, that's too impersonal. Because, see, whenever I hear them coming in mine, I'm going to get up and go to stealth mode. And I want to catch them walking in.
If
you know what I want to do? I want to hear the last breath leave their lungs as I'm just standing there choking the hell out of them. Just got them in an old-fashioned sleeper hole after I broke a couple of ribs.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm serious.
Okay, Bruce Willis. All right.
Yeah, I'm right. No, I ain't no Bruce Willis.
All right,
no,
Arnold Schwarzenegger then.
Man, I practice that kind of stuff. Ooh, I'm telling my little secret. You know, when I was a kid, man, I used to lay there practice laying there like, I don't know how many of y'all did this. I used to lay there practice like I couldn't breathe. You know, like I was dead, just so I can ease out the bed and just catch them coming in. Sometimes I leave my windows open just to catch the jokers that ain't broken my house before. Hopefully they decide to come back. You know,
What if you met the guy and he's got a gun, you don't?
Well, see, that's the key. He ain't gonna know I'm there.
No.
See,
okay.
That is the key.
Okay, Eric. Sure.
That's right. I'm
right.
serious.
Right.
And plus, you know what? Here's my thought on that. You know, if he's talking to me, he ain't trying to shoot me anyway. So that gives me a chance anyway. I'm telling you, we gonna go at it. You know, I may get shot, I may get died, I may die, but he gonna go with me. Damn it. That's the way I look at it.
Okay.
That's right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I hear you.
I'm gonna use my military training.
Right.
Yeah, I am.
Right. I'm with Derek.
No.
All the way.
I ain't scared of no freaking gun.
Nah.
No.
Nah.
I'm not.
No.
So any of y'all badasses think y'all want to come? Yeah. Y'all know where I'm at.
Yeah.
Come find me.
Yeah. And if any of you got a grudge against me, go find Derek.
Yeah.
Right?
Come find me.
Yeah.
I'll send you back to Joe in the body bag.
Not me. I got
look,
me. I'm going to get
look,
me.
Look, I put a message, a note on it.
No. Oh, yeah, after yeah, they're finished with you, come visit me. Yeah, you're a good guy.
Yeah. Oh, Lord have mercy.
No.
But anyway. I'm just saying, man. But, I mean, realistically though, I think, okay, I'm not, we just need to get rid of this. You know, yeah, man, it's hard. It really is. Because I remember back earlier in the 90s when those guys came out, they were robbing the bank in California, and they had all those weapons.
Right.
You know, those assault weapons and the armor-piercing bullets and the police.
Right.
The police didn't even have it.
I know. I remember that.
Yeah. You know, so you got to.
So one incident. Okay, I'll tell you what. You don't have to have guns. But let the rest of us have them, okay?
Okay. All right. Yeah.
If you don't want them, you don't have to have them.
Because you know what, Joe? Really, most people who pull a gun on somebody, they ain't trying to really use them. The majority now. I'd say 95% of them, they're really trying to. Most of the guns that they, you know, if they're not their regular-looking guns, they either pellet guns or water guns. You know, they just want the initial, the flash shock. You know, oh, it's a gun. You know. See, that's why a lot of the owners in them stores shoot them, huh? All right, you all right?
No, I've got a cough today.
Oh, what you taking for it? Get some Mucinex.
or some honey or something. But no, nah, I just let it
some green
go away.
Tea, warm green tea. It's good for you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah, but I think you know guns are guns.
Okay.
Yeah, and I mean. You know, yes, we have to have them because the police carry them because criminals carry them. You're right. You know, the criminals not going to stop carrying them. They're not going to start getting them, you know, because of what's going on in Mexico and all them places. So that's not going to happen. But I still think as far as assault weapons, that's for civilians. No, that's something definitely need to be done legally anyway.
So, okay, so you'd rather
have... You know
what,
here we go. No, here we go, Joe.
We got a caller?
No, what I'm saying is, let everybody have their guns, but let's put, what are those things called? Let's put, you know, how they, the trackers in them.
Tracer?
You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. GPS. Things.
Oh, why? Oh, so that everybody can hunt down the rifle. Oh,
yeah.
For God's sake.
Why not? I mean, everybody's still going to have their weapon. But now, if, you know, you could track where that weapon been at.
Mm.
I mean, come on. I mean, it's not stopping anybody from getting a weapon. Right?
Okay.
I mean, think about it. Like, they robbed the bank and they put those them color clips in the money to blow
right.
up.
Yeah.
Same thing with the tracers in the GPSs in the weapons. Why not put them in the stock?
Sure.
Nobody never know.
Right.
I mean, come on. We got to come up with something.
Well, you come up with your solution, and let me keep my guns.
Well, I am letting you keep your guns.
Okay. Then there's no problem.
I'm just saying, let's put a tracker on it.
Fine.
So
get
we
in.
Know.
Get a gun with a tracker, make yourself feel comfortable, and I'll keep my guns the way I want.
That's right.
Good.
That's right. So what happens is, and then you register with the police department, and they have a little system set up to where they, you know, track guns, and, you know, everything is cool.
Yeah. Let them track your guns. You don't mind.
Hell.
Oh, what happened?
My hands are deadly. I ain't got to worry about no damn gun.
Oh, all right.
Between my hands and these knives I got around here, trust me, I don't need a gun.
Okay.
And my stealthiness, yeah.
All right.
I don't sleep, Joe. I don't sleep.
Okay.
See, that's the thing. I go out and play in the mud for a little while, wait on you.
Well, you know, somebody came there once, they can come back, you know.
That's my point exactly. That's my point exactly. Come back. I welcome you to come back. Because you weren't man enough to come while I was here, so be man enough to come while I'm here. And let's see if you can do the same thing. That's what I'm talking about right there. You know, it takes a low individual to break in your house when you're not there. That's just sorry, sucker, just cowardly. You man enough, come see me while I'm in my house. Come see me while I'm here and see if you're going to walk out with anything besides your ass in a body bag.
Well, that's the way it should be. Anybody
you know,
invade your house, you should, you know, I think you should have the right to kill them.
That's what I'm saying. You know, hey, you know, don't be trying to break in when I'm at work working hard. No, meet me when I'm at home. Let me, you know, see, look at me eye to eye and say, you're going to take my stuff and think you're going to get away with it. That's what I'm talking about right there, Joe. I'm ready to bust a cap. I'm ready to bust somebody's balls. You know what I mean? Cut them off and feed them to them. That's right. Do some old gangster Italian type stuff.
Well, welcome to Freaky Friday Callers.
Be all mafia up and stuff.
Yeah. get some sauce and put them on the air.
That's right. Hell, and look, And if it really pissed me off, throw him across the yard into the dome, the yard with all the pit bulls.
Yeah, give him lunch. That's right.
That's right. Yeah. You
all
know
right.
What I mean?
Now I wish some broads would call in now. Come on, come on, chickies.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Oh. But anyway, we had a conversation yesterday, Joe, and since you wasn't here, I'm gonna get your thought on this. Here we go. Yesterday's show was to know or not know. Okay? In other words, is it better to know who your biological father was or a biological parent was, or is it better to not have known who they were? And this is the scenario. You live with one of your biological parents and they just broke on you. You know, for you never to see them again. Okay? Now, that is to know. The not know is, like I said before, you never saw them, you never knew about them, so you just don't know. Okay? That's the next one. You talk on that one first before I give you the other one.
Would it
be better to know or not know?
I think either one's good. I think it depends upon... maybe there's a judgment call by the parents if they think the child can take it. At one time, I thought it was good to tell the child when they're about two, you know, three or four that they're adopted so that the child can grow up knowing that, you know, mommy and daddy aren't the natural born parents and everything's fine, they're still loved, et cetera, et cetera. But that might still leave some kind of vestigial resentment in the brain of the child anyway. I think either way is okay. I think if you never tell the child grows up thinking that mommy and daddy are the biological parents, not a problem. And I think that if you tell the child, it's being honest with them, theoretically that's not a problem, but who knows how the child's going to react. You know, I think, for example, I don't think a child should know if they're around 11, 12, 13, 14, something like that, because they've already had 14 years, let's say, of thinking that mommy and daddy belongs to them. And then they find out that mom and dad aren't really mom and dad. I think that can probably hurt a child. So I think it depends upon the age.
Okay, depends on age. Well, I mean, is that just if you adopt, or are we just talking about the first scenario I gave you? Because
well,
you
either
kind of
or, I mean, if you know, the child who found out that the, you know, is still the same, you know, they still want to find out, they're going to want to know who their biological parent is, regardless of whether it's from a sperm donor or whether they were adopted. So, to me... I think either scenario is a good one. Some people say, you know, you should always tell the child. Some people say you should never tell the child. I say either one is good. If you tell a child when the child is young enough not to freak out over it.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. You know what? So, here we go. And here's my argument to the whole thing yesterday. I say no matter what, you should tell a child as they get older. Not, and you know, where they can possibly understand the situation. So if they will, you know, if they have, they want to go and find out what happened, you know, why did you leave, you know, so forth and so on. And mainly, you know, for the check on the medical side of that part of the parent, you know, that they never knew about. So I say yes. It would be important to find out. That's the way I feel. If nothing else, but for the medical side of it.
Well, I think that the parents, I don't think they're obliged to tell the kid. But I think if the kid wants to find out who the parents are, I think that's a natural instinct. Whether or not it should be legally allowed, I haven't thought about it. Because sometimes, if you're a sperm donor, you don't want to be known as the father. You know, you don't want to have 20 little kids coming at you at various stages in your life saying, "Daddy, Daddy." So I think the kid has the right to know, has the right to feel that he has the right to know. And I think maybe But what brings up a debate, does the child have the right to know versus a sperm donor, does he have the right to privacy? Which one trumps which?
Good question. Let's see if our caller that's calling in has the answer to that for you.
Better be a chick.
No, it ain't no chick. Hey, you on the air.
All right, go back home, whoever you
What's
are.
Going on? Hush, Joe.
Well, it's got to be a chick.
Oh, hey, Mr. Solution, this you.
Hello? I'm your Huckleberry. How are you gentlemen doing?
We're doing fine.
You are on the side of a broad who said that a sperm donor should pay child support?
We can beat the hell out of any issue, not the individual necessarily, but the issue itself.
What he's asked, you remember on Wednesday when you were defending the women on the child support show?
I'm an ardent defender of women, absolutely.
Okay. Are you playing devil's advocate with them, or were you just trying to practice your Melvin Belli imitation?
No, what I actually – well, tell him – did you explain to him my position?
I explained to him, and he just does not believe that that's what you did.
Nah, I said I wanted your black ass on the show.
Well, yeah, he said that too, but he still don't believe that's what you did, that you
you had to be playing devil's advocate.
No, he took
you're
up for the
You're not
the
Mr. Solution I know if you're going to go around and start defending women, unless you think, you know, of course they have a right to, a good defense. You're not going to go around defending women on this sperm donor situation.
My position is basically consistent with the law. Women are always right. It is even codified, and All right.
I don't want Rich on the show anymore.
Hold on, Jeff.
No more. This is not Rich. This is Body Snatcher.
Actually, I devour.
Whatever.
You know, I'll allow Eric to explain, but everything I did was totally kosher. I explained that VAWA not only allows for no violence against women exclusively, it also says that if a man makes a woman feel threatened, that is an actionable cause. She can call the police and report a man for making her feel. So what I'm saying is, see, men... My position is this: no matter how irrational, irrelevant, or insane or vacuous a woman's position may be, it is a valid position. Why? Because men have refused to step up to the plate and present their issues. Women can't hear what men don't say. And as a result of that, and vis-a-vis default, women have to be given all the power. So they are always right no matter what. So men can't be lackluster fuckers and sit back and just say, well, you know, no, I'm going to vigorously defend women, no matter how irrelevant and irrational their position may be, because men have chosen to allow this.
What
so
the
we'll
fuck
go
have
with
you been drinking?
No. Look, you're arguing the issues. You're diverting attention away from the issue.
Oh, no, I'm not. Go ahead. No, go on.
And what I'm saying is absolutely factual. Now, I also argue for money. I actually argue for money in court, and I don't lose. In fact, I never lose. I have about a 97% win rate. I call it a kill rate, but whatever. And so my position is that if men sit back and not take responsibility and argue these points vigorously and put forth the evidence, then, of course, women win by default. And I'm not wrong, because if you look at family court, women are given advantage. They're given the advantage. They don't have to register for the Selective Service, yet they vote. They have all the right.
Yeah, we know that, Rich. What I wanted to find out was your personal opinion about that.
Women are special. Women should be treated.
Oh, okay. Here you are. Okay, what did you and Eric do? You start talking up a scheme to try to get me pissed off or what?
Well, no, it's not to piss
this
me off.
This is not your normal argument.
That's a very good segue. Allow me to segue into this. That's a very
there
good point
go.
Which I can segue into.
That's
if a
right.
man is not pissed off at the imbalance of things currently, the fucker is dead.
Well, you got me there, Rich.
Okay?
See? All right. You got it.
Well, I was invited. I've been. You'd be amazed at how many shows I've been invited to go on as a result.
You're trying to get me out of my lethargy of being jaded. Okay, I got it.
Well, yeah, I'm saying to men, if you refuse to step up and step forward, I was on a show today in which I was arguing this very point. And they say, these were the men.
Uh-huh.
There's no point at which you believe a man should defend himself against a woman. I say no. Man is always right. Women can kill children, and the Department of Justice, DOJ, points this out. Women are the major killers and murderers of small children, and I think the ages are between 1 and 5. They are the predominant abusers of the elderly. And if a police officer confronts a woman, because she's a woman, she should not be, force should not be used against her. And I've even argued, and I'm telling you, some feminists need to pick up on this. All women should be allowed to get out of prison and jail simply because they should argue.
Yeah, right.
They should argue discrimination in that they have not been allowed to develop and be socialized normally. They've been excluded from the military draft or the military selective service registration, which is no small thing, by the way. That's a fundamental, what I call, obligation of all males. And we're in an era where we talk about no gender discrimination. Yet this is a huge gender discrimination. So women could argue in a class action lawsuit that they have been obstructed and inhibited from normal socialization and evolution in this society, and therefore are not culpable based on that premise and others, and therefore should be released from prison.
Eric, you know what he's doing? He's taking an argument, and he's stretching it to its most logical absurdity. That's a technique.
Actually, let me say this. Let me say this very clearly. It's already at its logical absurdity. I'm not stretching a fucking thing.
You got that right.
I'm simply presenting the facts. If women can suck sperm out of men, impregnate themselves, and then claim that they can, child support, that's not a stretch. And I don't know if you guys are familiar with this case in Arizona.
I'm the one who brought it up. It's that doctor. The doctor purposely did not fuck his girlfriend, who was another doctor.
That's
She swallowed it, took it home, used a turkey baster, presumably.
Well, she preserved it in her mouth. She didn't swallow it. Yeah,
and then
hydrochloric acid would kill it. No, and this is even worse.
And then she got pregnant, but it took years to. It's not even fully resolved yet because I've been following it.
Right, he countersued for emotional distress and this kind of thing. They didn't give him the child support.
Right, but you know what the weird part is?
They didn't give him the child support.
You know what the judge said? Remember this part of the ruling, Rich? The judge said it was no longer his once the ejaculation came out of his body. It was a gift.
Right, it was a gift. Oh. But the point of it is that belies the point. Family court basically has a sign over the door telling women, spread your legs, get a check. That's because of our sorry asses who have allowed women to play this dualism, this double game, where they can, be equal, but yet we have to do all the initiating. And actually what spurred some of my thinking is, men, not just you, Joe, but men like you have been jaded, which means worn the hell out. Jaded refers to worn out.
As a matter of fact, I was going to go to a social event tonight, another dance, but then I said, oh, no, no.
What's the applause for? Even though I deserve it, but what is
it? For your last statement, that's right. Go ahead.
Yeah, jaded refers to a worn-out-ass horse. Mm. And point of it is, men, either they're going to, how did one guy say it? either men will stand together or they'll hang separately, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Women are not kidding about the rights that they are pursuing. Oh, well, what I was going to do is just up you one on the woman who performed fellatio, the doctor. This was a doctor that performed fellatio and then impregnated herself and sued the other the male doctor for child support. Now, one that's worse than that is the one in Arizona where the woman had sued the man for child support and she had done it through fraud in getting a strand, I believe, of the man's sister's hair and using that to get DNA and a DNA match for him. And the courts allow what I call fraud in this particular area. But what happened, nevertheless, there wasn't even a child. There was no child. And I can actually get the case for you because I love reviewing these sort of cases.
Mm-hmm.
And the woman, when she was finally demanded in court by this pussified man who finally stood up for his rights, she stole a child on her way to court. She stole the child in the parking lot. Did you guys hear of this? Did you ever hear of this?
No, I didn't hear that one. Go ahead.
Yeah, now I will, Eric, when I send you things, sometimes I don't know if it's even you. It appears that you're very lacklusterly. But at any rate, I'll send this to you, and that way you can have it for your archives.
Yeah.
But there was no child. The courts allow bald-faced fraud when it comes to this, BS child support.
Mm-hmm.
This woman subsequently was convicted and went to prison for her fraud. But in that case, there was no child. And then, of course, you can talk about the paternity fraud where men allow themselves to be fleeced. They haven't even fucked the woman, but she just names them. And, of course, California developed an anti-paternity fraud legislation being carried around now by what you call fathers' groups, men's and fathers' groups. But so men have just laid down and allowed women to walk all over them. So if that's the way they want to do it, I'm just calling it what it is. I like truth and clarity over agreement. So there you go.
Yes. That's what I'm talking about. You know what, Mr. Sue, every time you send me something, I actually read it and go through it. But I haven't received anything from you in a while, though.
Well, yeah, But anyway, I'll find that case because I'm sure I have it somewhere where there was, that's the title of it, there was no child. this fucker is paying child support, and there isn't a child.
Yeah, at the end of the story, you're talking about the woman having gone to jail for fraud. What happened to the kidnapping charge?
I'm sorry, what?
What happened to her kidnapping of the kid?
Oh, the mother was in hot pursuit of her. The mother didn't lose sight of her. That's what caused such a stir when she brought the kid into court. This was a true bitch. And she brought this kid in the court, and the actual mother of the kid, who was in hot pursuit, came in and said, "No, this is my kid." And, of course, that was part of the charges that were leveled against her was kidnapping.
Right. And what happened?
I'm sorry, what?
What happened to her?
She went to jail. She went to prison.
Yeah, you said she went to jail for fraud. Did she do any time for kidnapping?
Let me get the case. It's been a while since I reviewed it, and it was an ongoing case until she finally met justice. But, yeah, but I'm just bringing up – now, I don't agree that she should have gone to jail in my vigorous defense of women because women should be able to get away with anything.
I happen to agree.
No charges should ever be brought against –
I happen to agree with him. Women are sugar and spice and all things nice. How dare we as men ever think that women – should ever be responsible for anything that is cooked up and percolates within their tiny, teeny, little, precious brains.
There you go. There you go. I am an ardent defender of women. And see, what happens is when you point this out, women find that difficult to argue with, even if you're pointing out the truth, if you agree with them. Because women want, above all else, to be free to do whatever the hell they want to do. It's my body, my choice, but not my responsibility. So I'm just taking it not to its logical conclusion, but to its actual conclusion, because that's the way our society is skewed. So you've heard the old adage, women first. You know, so that means a woman's life is more important than any man's life. So when the lifeboats were being launched on the Titanic, women were supposed to go first. Strange women that you don't know, that aren't your relatives. This is what women mean when they say chivalry. You're supposed to take them out and fill their fucking gullets, and that's your responsibility as a man. I agree with that. Women should receive everything they ask for and more. That's
all right, Jickies. Bring your asses on the line.
All right, ladies. I mean, if y'all got both of them taken up for you tonight, it's the night to call them. Trust me.
Women should feel comfortable in coming around, especially when I'm present, because I will defend your rights to the nth degree. I am an ardent defender of women. That's who I am.
You hear that, Chickies? You've got your Melvin Bell eye here. And you've got me over here, man. Eric,
well, you know what, Joe? I don't think they're going to listen to you. You calling them?
No, that's all right. They don't have to listen. They never do anyway. Just let them suffer the consequences.
Wow. Okay.
Am I a good defender of women, Eric?
Oh, yes, you are. Like at the end of the show the other day, I had to give you kudos for that. And I'm still talking about it because I'm like, okay. I'm still getting texts about how well you defended women that day. So, yeah. Outstanding.
Well, maybe his client will call in so we can find out how appreciative she is.
Oh, Joe, you just sitting back waiting, aren't you?
Oh, I'm waiting for her.
That's right. Actually, all women are my clients, and I defend them vigorously for free.
For free. That's all I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Okay, Joe, so you want to tell Mr. Solution what you feel about the question I asked you a few minutes ago about the show for yesterday?
About what?
To know or not know.
Oh, well, I think it's whoever, whatever decision the parents make is okay. I don't think it should be just one or the other to the exclusivity of either or. Again, it depends upon whether or not the child is of age where he or she should understand. If it's the younger, the better, but if the kid is 14, 15, 16, he might resent it. So I think if you're not going to tell the child by the age of 4, 5, 6, or 7, then be pragmatic and don't tell the child at all.
Okay. He's talking about the show yesterday, Mr. Solution, where the topic was to know or not know about the parents, the biological parents. When I say I think I would tell them just for the medical reasons.
Yeah. Now this because you added several twists to that. Now this
right.
is these are the adoptive parents, and I think you said in one instance where a parent was the biological parent, and they had married someone else.
Right.
Well, I think my position remains the same. Is that parenting, if it's done properly, prepares the child for life. And that's a wonderful thing, by the way. That is an absolutely wonderful thing. So I don't think that, if a parent has parented a child, they have done the most important thing. And I don't think referencing a biological parent who either abandoned the child or who gave the child up for adoption, because, see, You know, we're putting biology over reality, and that's not necessarily the case. And I also explained to you, but it would be great, Eric, to get some, just like we want to get some professionals from the nethermost world, you know, like pimps, prostitutes,
right,
avid liars, and what have you. It would also be nice to get people that are professionals to talk about this issue, because my position was, very few medical situations require this kind of divulges, where one would have to divulge that. It just doesn't call for it. Sure, in instances where there are obscure diseases, which you call very rare diseases, possibly. But other than that, and just the so-called desire to know, is not important, because it's not important to the child. As long as the child has gotten a loving parents who brought it up properly, that's the most important thing.
And those were
the parents. The people who parent you are your parents, period. We need to give credit where credit is due.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
Sure if you call some adoptive parents, it would be good to get their positions also, because they are very – actually, I put adoptive parents, in a sense, above biological parents, because they're taking on and fulfilling a responsibility that they are not required to do.
Hmm. Okay. All right. Hmm. Okay. I can't even put up an argument with that, because that makes too much sense. That makes too much sense, especially since I went through that. I know exactly what you're talking about. Where you at, Joe?
I'm right here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you know I have to keep checking on you, because you go to sleep on somebody.
I sure do, don't I? I don't even see it coming. All of a sudden, I'm off.
That's good in a way, but that's part of his being jaded. He's worn out.
No, that's not part of being jaded. That's just good biology. I lay my head down and bang, I'm off. I'm out.
All right.
Okay, call it jaded, whatever. He said he got some the other day, so he good now.
Well, have the women no fear, because I will defend them. Have them call in. Damn it, I will defend them to the nth degree. For free, by the way.
For free. See that, ladies? Mr. Solution say, just call in 347-838-8622, and he will defend you. Hey,
that's right. And I won't bite you even if you want me.
That's what I'm talking about. Tonight I got the top two members of the council on the line with me tonight, y'all, here on Let's Talk. So if you want to talk about something, tonight is tonight, because I got the knowledge right here with me.
Well, what we need now is Stan. What's wrong with Stan?
Stan view is kind of young.
Well, I like Stan, so I'm totally in favor of Stan.
You know what though? But Stan make me laugh tonight. He really would, because I like Stan too though. Because Stan is one of those individuals that you need to have, because once he takes a stance, that's it. You know, he's not wavering from it. He's on it, and that's where he's gonna stay. And I love that about Stan.
And Stan has some good points. Let me tell you, Stan kicks ass.
Yeah.
What I mean is, Stan puts forth some arguments. He brings them to, like a basketball player. He takes the offense to the opposition, and
right.
Stan scores. They can't argue. Stan is so good on that dualism. Why won't you hold a woman to the same standards that you hold a man to? Now, again, I will make that argument. But I'll go above that argument and say, given the way our society is currently structured, that the woman is better than the man. She's made out of sugar and spice and everything nice, and little boys are made out of snakes, snails, and puppy dog tails.
You know what the funny thing is, though? You can go ahead with that argument for about 15, 20 minutes, 25, 30 minutes. Eventually, the guys are going to say, okay, this guy must be full of shit on purpose. But the girls that you're defending, they probably think you're their knight in shining armor.
Well, actually, I can take on the guys very vigorously, too. And the way I do that is just give them the facts.
No, what
okay?
I'm saying
it's
is
just
after
like
a while.
I quoted Bauer, I quoted women are exempt from selective service.
What I'm saying is after you finish giving your case, while you're giving your case, let's say you go on and on for 25 minutes, 35 minutes, the guys eventually will wake up that you're being sarcastic.
No, I'm not. I'm not being sarcastic. I'm being actual. Well, what did the guys say the other day when I presented these particular facts, Eric?
You know what? Actually, they did not believe that he was actually doing it. In fact, one guy got mad and hung up.
Because
they thought just like you were thinking, Joe, that he was being sarcastic. But no, goofy. who was it, Goofy, Low, all of them, like, what, really? They just actually couldn't believe.
Do you recall when they said, but yeah, he's telling it the way it actually is?
Yes, they did say that. Yep.
Okay, but that's the other part. Now they may be a little bit shocked and awed due to the fact that I'm vigorously defending women, but I'm actually defending the facts. I'm defending the reality. We allow women to live above our normalcy. We allow women to live above equality. Women are better than equal. They're more than equal. Women are special. That's the way our legal, judicial, and our public policy treats women. And that is not a stretch at all.
No, that isn't. The thing is that women aren't going to know that you're doing it out of a sense of disdain. They think that when you're defending them, that you are acting like Perry Mason.
But actually, women don't care what sense you're giving them, what you're giving them. As long as they're getting what they want, they don't care that you are expressing truth and clarity. And that's all I'm doing. I'm just expressing truth and clarity. My conscience are totally free about the position and stance that I'm taking because I'm only describing what is.
Only what is. That's what I'm talking about right there. And you know what, though? And I think because, you know, the women, I love women. Don't get me wrong. I love them to death. But they are confusing the hell out of sometimes. They really are. And you're right. Sometimes we just need to hold their feet to the fire because there's a lot of stuff they do. Because I'm with you, Mr. Solution. The Selective Service, they need to start signing up for that. They really do. You know, just to make it at least a little bit fair, I was scrolling through articles the other day, and remember I told y'all about the women, me and Mr. Solution mentioned about the women, the few women that was actually suing to be in frontline combat units. Well, there's another article that says they're the minority because the majority of women in the military, they're not trying to be in a combat unit.
Well,
you know. So that you know, I don't know whether you know they have a little discrepancy in their ranks right now as far as you know what they really want as far as military.
There's a few who will be gung ho, you know, but most of them they're not even going to try to go up into the front. Okay, they're not going to try to go up where the real bullets fall, where the real cannon fire falls. They're not going to try to do that.
Well, gentlemen, had you finished, Joe?
Yeah.
Well, I encourage you guys, you got to look at this differently. And most men are woefully ignorant of that we are a nation of laws. Whether we live up to it immediately or not, is what structures and governs our society. We have three co-equal branches of government. They're called checks and balances. We have the legislative. We have the executive and the judiciary. Now, the women are filing their claims in federal court. Federal court has the power to change federal law when they are appealed to, which they are being. There are actually two lawsuits where women, now the ACLU is the one that is pushing this, and my hat's off to them. Thank you, ACLU. And see, they operated differently for years, but what's happening now is women are saying, whoa, we're taking it in the shorts as a result of not being able to fight in combat, because combat impacts our, you know, they've made it as a work-related argument. So that has EEOC tonality to it. And that has EEOC substance, and they will win this lawsuit. There's no way they cannot win this lawsuit. Women are filing the lawsuit. Women are claiming that their employment opportunities are being infringed and inhibited. Their retirement, privileges, their performance evaluations, their pay. This is an employment argument that they are leveling. And as a result of that, now, it is for self-interest. Make no mistake about it. But they're going to prevail in this. And once they prevail, that will address a lot of the other issues. There will be more women in the military. Let me tell you, I've talked about this for years. There are a lot of ne'er-do-well women out there who do nothing but pop out bastard children. And the lady, tell him, by the way, my client didn't like the use of my term bastard to children that women, have without the benefit of a father.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't like, you recall that, Eric? She
yes.
called that my calling names.
Yes, I told him about that.
Excuse me?
On, we got some. I was telling him about that as well. But hold on, I have somebody else want to join the conversation. No, Joe.
I hope it's one of my clients.
Good evening, Young. Let's talk. May I have your name and what's on your mind?
How you doing? This is Michael. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, Michael. How are you doing today?
Fine. Well, first of all, that terminology, bastard children, there's no such thing as a bastard children. That word bastard comes from religion. It comes to look at the child, and that's so, when a child hears the word bastard and you're illegitimate, that has a psychological and social impact on that child. Look at the definition of bastard. If a child is born, whether the father's around him or not, he still has a father, whether the father's around. So there's no such thing as a bastard child. But I've been in the service. Let these women go into the field and the combat, and you're going to have a lot of fraternization in the field. See, a lot of people, Americans who want women, they haven't been in the military. They don't know the training and the routine rules when men have to be out in the field 30, 45 days at a time. Now, first you have an all-male unit, then you're going to bring females in because we're not dealing with nature. You're going to be females in, and I know how men and women are. There's going to be a lot of hanky-panky. Just like when they brought gays in, sir, did they look at basic training when males go into an open shower butt naked, and now you're going to have somebody who's knowingly gay? I have no problem with someone being gay, but when you're in an environment where men have to naked shower, there's a difference between me knowing someone's gay and they don't. You can wait until after you get from basic training, because after basic training, you don't have open showers. There's a big difference from me taking an open shower with a man, and I'm just using this gay point as an example for the women's stuff. There's a big difference, sir, in different situations. And when the women go out in the field, when they get a lot of when their vaginas and stuff, because they can't go out in the wheel 30 days and sleep in a foxhole for 30 days straight without having some different than a male does. But go ahead and let them do it. That's fine. But watch, you're going to hear a lot of men having sex in the training. It's going to be doing all them things. Go ahead. Go ahead and do it. Now, I'm going to ask you, would you feel differently being in an open shower with a man that you don't know is gay or with a man that you know is gay? You're going to feel a little something about, I don't care who you are.
Well, being a veteran myself, and, Michael hung up that fast, huh? Being a veteran myself, Michael, make sure you call back in so you get the answer. I guess I was in during the time of don't ask, don't tell. Okay, now, what I didn't know, I didn't worry about. You have your suspicions, and then you wonder, but you don't worry about that. And when it comes to combat, you're not worrying about that. As long as you know that person next to you can actually fire that weapon, and when y'all get in that foxhole, y'all gonna be doing the same thing. You don't worry about that. But as far as the females, I don't know whether you meant for this to go to females, but hey, it's the same with the females. Some of them, look, it's like this. Some females going to fight, some females not. It's just that simple. I had females under me that would cry at the drop of a dime. And, of course, I got in trouble because I wasn't going for it, okay? Now, we had other NCOs that had females in their platoons or squads. And, yes, they were crying, and they get what they want. So it just depends on the person, actually. I think it depends on the personality of the person that's in charge. That's just my take on it. And Joe, Mr. Solution, y'all take on it?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just about to get something to eat.
Oh. but as far as if I know someone's gay, yeah. I mean, it's human nature to, No, I'm not going in the shower at the same time. I'm sorry. It's just human nature. I don't care how open-minded I think I am. Human nature is going to tell me, no, you don't want to do it, because you're always going to be wondering then. You know, it's just part of the human psyche. That's the way I feel about it.
Well, okay, the gay issues never bothered me.
I'm sorry, sir. I made a mistake and hung up. But the only thing I'm saying is, I'm sorry, and the only thing that I'm saying is that, sir, there's a big difference. I know I've been in basic training myself, sir. See, I know human nature. And if someone's walking around saying that they get, I'm not saying, you see, there's a difference. I'm not saying in the foxhole. If you've been in the military, you've been in basic training. And I'm telling you, you know open showers. I wouldn't even want to, see, if a man says he's getting an erection off another man's body and he is around naked men, I don't want nobody getting an erection off of me. That's like me going into a woman's locker room, sir. Because, I mean, this is what they're saying. This is who I am. I am a man who gets an erection off of another man's body. That's why I'm not gay. That's why they say they're gay. But then you say that they can have an open shower. They're getting their kicks off. Why can't I go into an open woman's shower and get my kicks off? It's the same thing. If they're saying they were born that way, that's the only thing I'm saying, sir. But see, when you be real like that and talk and say, well, won't y'all just wait until you get out of basic training? Just don't mention it. I mean, you can have mannerisms. Someone can sound like they gay or what have you. As long as no say, I'm gay, y'all. A gay man in the naked shower with all men, and somebody scream out, hey, y'all, I'm gay. I don't care what you say,
Michael,
or your guests say. It's going to be some uncomfortability.
But Michael, let's be realistic. Okay, you're talking about basic training. Okay, number one, I don't think anybody, okay, whether they actually, you know, they did lift a don't ask, don't tell. I don't think anyone who's claiming gay is going to be walking around flaming and saying, yeah, I am gay. Come, you know, yes, I'm going to the shower now. Anybody want to go with me? Because that's not going to happen. Number two, during basic training, I don't know about basic training now, but I know when I went through basic training, I was too freaking tired at the end of the day to even worry about it, you know? And I'm say this for the gays. I don't think gay men walk around with hard-ons every time they see any and every man. Now, yeah, don't get me wrong. They found out something they are attracted to. That's fine. But I think they, you know, just like men have control when they see certain, we see women, I'm sure they have their control too. So I'm not going to say it's just as flamboyant as you say it is. But, yes, I mean, if you know someone is gay, then my suggestion would be to stay away from them. If that's
feel. But yes, sir, I agree with you 100%. I agree with you. But this is what I'm saying, though, sir. See,
okay,
in basic training, people talk. If somebody, and look, in gays, if you say they don't have to, they can pee about it. I'm just talking about a basic training. I'm not talking about after basic training. You know what I'm talking about? They're going to pronounce that they're gay. Okay? And what I'm saying is, sir, physical oddity, they're saying that they're going to get an erection off of a man's body, sir. This is the same.
This is what I'm about to tell you, Michael. Listen, you know, and if this is in the military worldwide, okay, number one, here's the thing that's going to happen. Certain groups hang with certain groups, okay? It's the way human nature is. And I noticed this a long time ago. Now, I spent 21 years in, so I'm going to tell you what I noticed. You know, no matter where you are, certain groups hung with certain groups. Okay.
Yeah. Even at picnics, I remember them.
Exactly.
I remember.
So if you really paying attention and you know what groups hang with certain groups, why are you gonna go and put yourself in that situation to be, I guess, oogled and fantasized about that way when you know this is what's going on? You understand what I'm saying?
No.
In basic training, you know, I don't know why we keep going this, but anyway, in basic training, you're too damn tired to worry about it, man. You really are.
Wait,
the PT test, the ranges, the marching back and forth. Man, you're just too damn tired to even worry about it. Ain't nobody trying.
I know that, sir. I know that, sir. But only thing I'm saying, I would never want to be And unknowingly, knowing and not knowing is two different things mentally. And when the mental and psychological people do things, that's all I'm saying. But if no one is going to tell, I know we up and down, but guess what? If you got 10 showers in there and you got 50 people trying to get them to, somebody's going to be standing around waiting, sir. You know that. Come on. I know you're saying we got plenty times, but I know I've been in basic trainings when you got to stand around waiting on a shower. I do not want nobody knowing. I'm just saying it makes me feel uncomfortable. I don't hate them. I'll suffer it and I'll do it, but I'm not going to be a fool that knowing it is not going to have an impact on the atmosphere. I'm not going to be foolish and say that.
Okay. All right. You know, but in basic training, I don't think that's the everybody's just trying to make it. Then, man.
But what do you think about sex in the field now? What do you think about sex in the field?
Well,
combat?
You know what? Look. Let me tell you about sex in the field. All right. Look. All right. I'm gonna be straight up honest with you. Okay.
Be real with it, man.
When I was in AIT, yes, I got me some booty in the field. That's right, because I was in a position and I did. But you know, even in the war zone, you know, that's general rule number one: no sex no sex at all.
Right.
But look,
but it never went. But here's
the thing: you spending months and months at a time. You know, believe it or not, your army buddies become more of your family than your actual family because that's who you spend most of your time with. So as humans, you know, as humans, there's always a chance that someone is going to develop feelings for somebody. You know, now everybody.
Right.
See, and here's the catch: everybody doesn't go out on missions. Everybody does not go out to the front line. There's always the support crew that stays in the back. There's always certain crew, and certain vehicles are better set up, to accommodate certain things. So yes, even though it says no sex. Yes, sex happens. Let's be real. From the general on down, sex happens. If you get caught doing it, that's your butt. See what I'm saying? That's on you. But it happens.
But me being used to being an all-male unit, see, I'm going by my experience, and because I'm not a civilian making laws. I'm looking at it as a soldier. I've been in there. And I'm looking at, I'm saying, if they're going to, I'm just owning that, I'm saying, if they're going to bring women in combat just like men, fine, do it. But I'm letting you know there's going to be there's going to be more fraternation is than it is now, which is going to cause problems in the ranks. You know how many soldiers are going to go over peace? Look, a soldier ain't have a peace in 6 months.
Look, let me
come
tell
on,
you
man.
Let me tell you something.
I'm listening.
All right, listen. I've been in an all-male unit. And I've been in the majority of the unit with females, okay? Now let me tell you something now. The basic female in the military, the Joe Private up to Joe Private, whatever, he don't have a chance with unless she just out there, okay? It's gonna happen. But as far as the males coming on to them, 9 times out of 10, the males don't give a damn because 9 times you out there bathing and you're not bathing like you're supposed to. So the males ain't really paying you too much attention unless they are putting themselves in that position and they're out there flirting with them guys. Now, see, I done seen it both ways because I done had female because I was in transportation and I took tankers to them. So they tank went on back of my truck, and I took them where they had to go. And, yes, we have female drivers. And, yes, females being females, they see somebody they think cute. Oh, yeah, they throwing the charisma at them. So, if the chance comes, yes, if they've been out there 6-7 months, yes, they're going to get them a piece. I mean,
thing I'm saying, though, sir, if you're going to let them be in combat, don't give them no breaks. I don't want no breaks. You got to keep them on the same level, same amount of push-ups. I don't want no breaks because that's unfair. If you want to have equal, see, this is the only thing I'm problem. I love women's rights. I love it. I love the new woman. I have no problem. But equality means equality. It doesn't mean it's equality, but you got to look, but when she's a woman, you got to come down with equality. So no, because you're contradicting yourself. See, anytime you have a contradiction, we're going to have chaos and confusion. As long as they do the same sit-ups, as long as they can tote that round, as long as they can run and all of this, okay, I'll do it. But if you can't, don't try to say, well, she's a woman, we got to. No, if you can't do it, I'm sorry, you didn't pass. Let
well,
them
you
be.
Know
if
what?
You want to be a man, do the same amount of push-ups. Do it. I don't want to hear what she's a woman. Well, if she's a woman, it's not equal. Why do you
well,
have her in an all-male traditional unit?
Well, see, here's the thing about that, too. That, you know, there were a couple of women that took, you know, they wanted to be part of the Marine special group of Marines, right? So they were actually required to go out there and do the same thing. I think it was three or four of them. And out of those four, only one made it. The other three, one got injured, and I think the other two just failed straight out. So, you know, they're not lowering the levels that, you know, they need to actually make it. You know, they're holding them to the same standard as the men, and they should.
That's the only thing I'm concerned about. So that's the only thing. That's it.
Right, and I do believe over the years the military as a whole has realized that, you know, for women to be in certain parts of it, yes, they're going to have to be able to uphold the same thing that the men are. Like right now, the military is heavy on y'all. I know y'all know the UFC fight thing, right? So now the army has transitioned into that now. So yes, they're requiring the women to get in there and fight men just the same, and fight men just the way they fight anybody else. So, you know, it's coming around, but you know, it's gonna take time. It is.
Yeah, but I just feel sorry for the guys in basic, man. I heard the sentence and thing. I was like, wow. Okay. If you want to have that, you know, fine. I mean, so be it. But hey, long as everything. But if I was gay, right, I wouldn't tell nobody in basic. I'll wait. Me personally, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it. But now that they know that they can do it. You know, they can say, but I'm saying I'm not going to pretend that it's not going to cause no type of uncomfortability, man. You know, if you go to the YMCA and somebody's knowing and you're in there taking a shower and you know that somebody's gay, you cannot say you're not going to feel uncomfortable as a heterosexual male. It's going to be some comfortability because this guy can be looking at you and getting arousal. I don't want nobody to get arousal off of me unless I want them to.
Okay,
but if you're bringing
the
same...
Michael, here's the catch to that.
Allow me to weigh in on this.
That if you're paying attention to him, Michael. See, that's the only way you probably would know.
Can I please respond and I'll be quiet. Oh, okay, well, I'll be quiet. I'll listen.
Okay, thank you. Love and light. It is not foolish to expect the woman to equal a man in terms of strength, because there's some women out there stronger than men. So don't go there. Don't come in here with that tonight, because you're going to get ate up. I'm telling you now. So if you want to play the game, come on.
Call on the line.
Okay.
Can you hear
me?
Is my mic open?
Yes, your mic is wide open.
I can't tell. Okay, say when. That way you're traffic controlling.
Okay,
and
when?
I have a comment on
okay,
this issue.
When? Go ahead, Mr. Solution. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, this needs to go in a number of ways. First of all, we need to bifurcate the issue. Talking about gays in the military and talking about men and women, heterosexual, you need to keep those separately, at least initially, to deal with them adequately. And to let this gentleman understand, we are a nation of laws. If we have anything, and we don't always live up to it, but the great thing they used to teach us in civics clause vis-a-vis the Constitution is that it had elasticity, therefore it could stretch with our growth. But the fundamental foundation is law, very, very mechanical. I'll show you what I mean. We do not have a choice when we grant any individual's equality under the law, that's the specificity I want to clarify, there has to be equal performance and what you call responsibility. And so women having the right to vote, women, first of all these arguments that the gentleman is raising, in 1948, when blacks were allowed to integrate the military, I believe that was under Truman, all these arguments had already been put forth. And, you know, about how it would dilute the military, the strength, how would it would destroy the cohesiveness of the military, and all that bullshit jazz. That never happened, and it won't happen now. What we have done is when women had the right to vote, they should have been required to uphold the same responsibilities as citizens as men do, or they should not have received the right to vote. But nevertheless, they have, and obviously women have the right to work, because if you go back as recently as the 60s, women couldn't get loans. Women were restricted in certain occupations or to work, period. The law just didn't allow it. And, of course, women pushed and sued under the 14th Amendment, the Equal Protection Clause, and obviously I think the 5th Amendment, which refers to the federal, the 14th refers to the state, and they were able to get bona fide and full equality. Now, having full equality means that as a citizen you have to live up to that responsibility. There's no way of getting around that. And I give you an example. Say, for example, we talk about the differences between men and women often. But let me just throw you a very stupid argument. If the differences between men and women are manifest, if they are really real, then we should be able to pay women in something other than currency. We should be able to pay them in something else. Let's think about it. But that wouldn't fly for a moment, because women want to be paid in cash, currency, just as men do. So I'm just giving you the example, that silly example, in a sense, to let you know that sameness is just what it says, sameness, and particularly when we're talking about the law. So the fact that women have all the rights that men have absolutely requires our society to treat women the same way under the law as it does men. There cannot be deviation in that particular area, except we create the kind of confusion that we have now. But again, I defend women. I vigorously defend women, and whatever contradiction women want to live, special rights, I support that for women, only because men don't step up and argue, you know, the valid points in opposition so that there can ultimately be parity. Now, something else this gentleman said that was exceedingly inaccurate. The word bastard or illegitimate is both a biblical and a legal term. You can find those in the law. These laws were recently...
No.
Excuse me?
Well, sir, first of all, you can't... First of all, you're right. The first session, it comes from biblical. And the biblical comes from the law. So you have to go... It starts from biblical.
No,
that's
it's
where
the
it
reverse.
Comes from. Sir, before we had a constitution and a law, sir, it comes from biblical. All the laws that we have to come, it comes from biblical.
Well, I got that. There's a biblical base.
Right. So when you say but when you say that the bastard comes from biblical and also comes from law, I'm saying it originates from biblical. Forget man's law. What they did, they shouldn't have done it because that's religion. That's someone looking at someone else and say, my beliefs, I don't like that, so I'm going to look that and I'm going to demean that person. That's their religion. That doesn't make it's true. No one can be illegitimate. How can someone be illegitimate when they exist?
Our laws set the standard, and those laws were changed
But they
were
changed.
But your laws contradicted. But yourself, will contradict itself all the time. How can someone? How can you look at someone and call them illegal when they exist, sir? That is psychological harming someone.
Illegitimate, and you're arguing passionately, not factually and not legally. What I'm saying
sir, there's no definition of a bastard child, sir. Give me the definition of a bastard child, and when you give me that definition, I'm going to tell you that it doesn't exist. Now give it to me.
You ask for it, I'll give it to you. A bastard is a child that is born out of what we call wedlock, holy matrimony, where the man and woman are committed contractually, and that can either be socially or legally. And what I mean by that is at a certain point in America, a marriage was defined vis-a-vis community standards. When a man and a woman took a pledge to live together exclusively, and therefore all children that came out of what's called that marriage were considered legitimate, and children who did not originate within that particular setting were considered legally and socially bastards or illegitimate.
Now, I'm gonna ask you, why would they do that?
Why would they consider somebody
a bastard child? Right.
Well, I'm going. Okay, you asked the answer. Well, go ahead. You hadn't finished your question?
No, I'm quiet. I'm listening to you.
They did it for two reasons. The reason is that there have to be community standards for the presentation of children. The identification.
And that's the point I'm trying to make, sir. That's the
point.
You listen to what you're saying, though. I'm sorry. I'll finish.
Okay, that's okay. Go ahead.
No, I'm saying, though, I know where you're going to go to. You're going to go to another person's belief who's trying to put their psychological impact on somebody. So listen to what you're saying. Because the state, someone said that if no one doesn't come in front of a traditional thing like the religious people, all thought what someone else man thinks that should be proper, right, that they're considered a bastard child and they're not considered legitimate. They're not legit. Why would any human people? I'm just saying that is psychologically delusional and harmful for society.
Actually, it wasn't. And the reason it wasn't, see, people.
To you, it's not legitimate.
You're creating the same problem that you're condemning because you're trying to set standards. Your attempt to set standards is based on a faulty premise, and
it hasn't been socially
proven because, reality. Women are having bastard children. They're having illegitimate children. They're having children without the benefit of fathers. Do you think this is a better society for that?
Sir, first of all, you mean to
answer
tell
my
me.
Question.
Hold on.
I want you
hold
to
up.
Answer There's, that
Not fathers being in their life. You're saying I can be in my child's life and he still can be considered a bastard, according to you.
Okay,
I can
understand
have an unwedded child. No. According to you, sir, according to your definition of a bastard, if I have a child out of a wedlock and me and her don't work out and I'm still taking care of my child as a father, they're still considered a bastard because we haven't gotten married. That's why I'm saying it doesn't make sense, sir.
What I'm asking you is this.
The definition, caller. That's the legal definition, and it is society's acceptance of that definition, even though society has no choice, actually, unless they want to change the law.
If society is crazy, sir. Society is crazy. Any religion, But listen, that definition illegitimate. Someone made up a law. I'm telling you factual information. By nature, no one is illegitimate when they exist.
Because you are a product of society.
That's your belief, sir.
How do you cast yourself as standing totally independent of society?
Hold on, sir. I know I'm not independent from society. You know why? Because I'm a part of society. I never
You're
can
not
be separate
independent
from society.
Of society. You are subject to society. And all
no,
I'm
no, 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 hold on, hold on, hold on,
that.
Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. I am a part. If something affects me, it's a part of me. Like
well,
my
yeah,
part.
I understand that, but what I'm saying
so,
is...
So that
is,
means I'm a part of society, sir. If
you
society affects me in any way, that means it's a part of me.
He's saying that.
That means it's a part of me.
I understand your viewpoint, just to get down to the core. You're saying that no matter what the definition is, a child that exists is a precious person. Therefore, it is not illegitimate except only
exactly.
in the legal definition.
Exactly. And whoever made that legal definition, I want you to look at their psychology, sir. I want you to look at their mental... I want you to look at their mental psychology.
Now, but Michael, what I'm saying
is
you're not taking into account that there are people that are monsters. There are people who are what you call they're not socialized properly. They're psychopaths and sociopaths, and those are not good people, and you don't want to produce more of those people. And this is what having children out of wedlock has become in the black community, but in every community you have had the proliferation of bastard children, and that is not a good thing to happen. Now, I would ask you, would you want your children? Now, I'm asking you a question. You say you're a parent, correct?
Yes, I am, sir.
Okay, would you want your kids, would your best advice to your kids, understand me clearly here now, would your best advice to your kids, whom you want the best for, be that you should have children outside of a committed relationship? Yes or no?
And I'm the question is no. You know why? Because I'm not going to give my child an image, sir. When they get to a certain age, if he doesn't get married with whatever it is, I'm going to give them the facts of life, sir. I'm going to give them the raw facts of life. They take those facts and let them go on. If he goes and has three kids out of that, look, I'm going to look back and say, I'm going to say that's his life. Because you know what? I'm going to say, son, when he has to talk about child support, like we were talking about a couple of days ago this week, son, you went out and had your pleasure with all those women. Don't cry about that child support. Live up to it, son. That's your pain. But, sir, I want to get back to a point. If I have me a child out of, if I don't know, go to a church and get traditionally married, and I have me a child, I will never look in my child's face. Me.
Okay, the way you answer this question was the way that you would react, and I understand you're probably a very accepting father. That if the child does something that isn't exactly
a certain age, sir,
yeah,
I have to let him go at a certain age.
But the
age.
Question that he was asking, would you recommend it? As, in other words,
there's no recommendation. I'm not going to recommend nothing to him.
All right.
Well, he's already said no. First of all, wait a minute.
No, I wouldn't.
Michael,
I wouldn't,
by the
because
way,
that's his life.
Michael, hold on a minute, if you don't mind. I want to speak to this. And in order to get clarity and truth here, nobody is saying to a child's face they are a bastard. We are talking to each other. Let's make
okay,
a very
now,
clear...
Okay, now I'm
going
to ask you a question, sir. If a child who...
Wait, hold on, Michael, let me finish
married,
my
though.
Point, if you don't mind.
Yes, sir. Okay,
damn.
Yes, sir.
Okay,
I'm
thank
sorry.
You. What I'm saying is make a clear line of demarcation between us talking to each other and you're saying talking to children. I wouldn't tell a child that either. I wouldn't ever tell a child that.
Okay, now I'm going to ask you this now. If
okay, we're
child,
talking amongst adults. Let's make that
okay,
clear.
Okay, but that child, okay, but listen, that child is going to be able to hear that word one day, and they're going to say, well, what does that word mean? That
the word
means,
is in the dictionary, Michael. You want to erase it? You want to eradicate it?
No. Well, first of all, to me personally, it has no meaning because it has no reference. That comes from a man's mind.
Michael,
has
let me
no
ask
reference.
You this. Did you go to school? Are you a proponent of getting an education?
Sir, yes, I do have an education.
Well,
sir,
allow
I'm
me
ask
to
you
speak.
A question. Do you,
okay.
I'm sorry,
Michael, allow me to speak to this issue. Bastard is in every dictionary. It even has an etymology to tell you when that word came into the English language. So that is a legitimate word, whether you like it or not.
Okay, hold. I'm letting you know, when I look, I just want to say something. That child, whether he's a child or not, we were talking about it. once they hear that word illegitimate, they're going to ask you, well, what does that mean? And they're going to say, well, that means that your mother and father wasn't married when they had you. And they're going to say, wow, I'm an illegitimate. See, what I'm saying is no one can define nobody but yourself. When a person comes and puts you and defines you, that's why we have problems in this world. And I'm not saying this world can be in total chaos.
Wait a minute, Michael, don't go on.
I want to
challenge you on an issue. Are you an upstanding citizen?
There's no clear definition of upstanding citizen. Sir.
Okay, whatever.
Give me a clear picture of an upstanding citizen.
You don't understand the definition of upstanding.
Give me a clear picture of upstanding. I'll tell you,
Michael.
Because upstanding can have many different pictures, sir.
See,
when you use words to try to describe somebody, like
are
beauty,
you
beauty
a
has no
law-abiding
meaning.
Citizen, Michael?
Yes, I'm a law-abiding citizen, and hold up. No, I'm not, because sometimes I speed.
Michael, would you stop for a moment? I'm trying to get clarity here, if you don't mind.
No, I'm not a law-abiding citizen, sir, because I went 2 miles over the speed limit today.
Oh, so you don't consider yourself generally a law-abiding citizen.
Now you put the word
generally. Okay, Michael, bullshit.
Yes, I do.
If you want to bullshit, we can discontinue the conversation. If you want to have an intelligent adult conversation, let's have one. Or if you want to cut with the bullshit, I can just break this off right now. Now, my question to you, are you a law-abiding, upstanding citizen? Yes or no?
And I'm asking you, what does that mean?
Okay, it means
tell
a
me
citizen
that, mean?
That is generally law-abiding and abides by community standards. Is that you?
And what does that mean, a law-abiding community standards? I told you I speed this.
Well, I'm
so
talking
I
to a man who acts like a woman. Okay, I'm done.
And I'm trying to get my point across, is it? You cannot describe me, sir. You cannot describe me. You can't define me. He asked me, was I law-abiding?
Yeah,
I broke the law today. Now, if he asked me, was I a murderer? Was I a thief? He's being more specific. When I'm saying, you asking me a general question and want me to give you a specific answer,
Michael,
I can.
Michael.
I'm very intelligent.
Hello,
you can't
Michael?
Ask me a general question and ask me a specific answer. I can't
Michael.
Go
there.
Michael.
Michael.
On the show.
If you ask me, was I a thief? No, I'm
Michael,
not a thief.
Michael, you're about to get muted and tased now. Listen, here's the question. On an average day, during your average day, do you follow the rules? Do you follow the laws?
On an average day, yes, I do follow the law. On an average, I'm not a perfect citizen.
Nobody's perfect, Michael.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so
but on the average day, you follow the laws that's set forth as far as the government and state and all of
that
stuff.
I don't do anything to get me in jail. Put it like that. I don't break laws for them to put the handcuffs on me.
Okay.
See, that's
what
about
most of community standards? Do you follow those? I mean, do you just cuss people out? Are you polite toward people?
Hold on. If someone needs to be if someone needs to be cussed out, they'll get cussed out.
If you
had a need for me to cuss me out, look, if you had a need to tell me, Michael, shut the hell up.
Do you normally abide by the average community standards? Do you think?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Now we can continue on.
But I'm just saying, man, we got to watch out for looking at people and doing it. But all I'm saying, there's a lot of double standards in society. You're on the woman's side. I know you're on the woman's side. But when we say equality, it means equality, and we don't have a world. Every time we have contradictions, I think the world would be good if we try to end all contradictions, y'all.
You're trying to evade definition, which just seems silly.
Sir,
that's
sir, no. I'm going to tell you how smart I am, though, sir. I'm going to tell you how smart I am.
That's not an example of it.
I'm going to tell you how smart my English language is, sir. I'm going to tell you, and this is for a fact, right? And you might not have learned this in college because nobody doesn't do it. If I ask 10 people, sir, what is the definition of a word? And if they give me all 10 different mental pictures, There's no meaning to that word, sir. Like, if I say cup, man, you get a clear mental picture. If I say Democrat, there's no clear mental picture. If I say society, you can't point society. Give me a perfect picture of society. You can't do it. But these
hey, Michael,
words
Michael,
like
Michael,
that,
you're making no sense. Are you familiar with the dictionary?
No.
Wait a minute, hold on, Michael. I'm going to ask you a direct question.
Do you know the N-word, sir? What does the N-word mean, sir, legally?
What value do you place on the dictionary? You're using English words.
Okay,
so what value
I'm going to prove another point. I'm going to prove another point, sir. The
word, okay, would
the
you
N-word.
Answer my question? Is my
what?
Question too awful that you can't answer it?
I give words that have reference to this world, sir. I don't give reference to words with ideas and people to divide. If you tell me it's raining, I have a reference to it. If you can, look, someone can make something new and give it a new name, I have
this
a reference to it in this world. But
here,
see,
you,
but look. Look, like the word, the N-word, I'm not going to say it. It says someone is ignorant of self.
Nigger was used in this language, but white
right.
people invented
give me the
that
definition
word
of it, though, sir. Sir, give
minute,
me the
Michael,
definition of it, though.
Michael,
I guarantee it doesn't
the definition
exist.
Of nigger as used by white people in America was
is what?
What? Would you shut up a minute? Thank you. The definition of nigger as used in context in America by white people toward primarily black people was that there was no connection, no human connection. It was a word of utter degradation and separation, showing the black as the lesser and the white as the superior, as defined in the Dred Scott decision. I believe that was, I forget the exact year, in the 1850s, where it said a black man in America had no rights that a white person was bound to respect. That's what the word nigger meant.
No. Oh, all of my definitions that I've been since I was a little kid, see, that's why I'm glad you brought that point. My definition that I've heard that is someone without knowledge, someone who's ignorant, someone of knowledge without self. Now, even that definition that you gave me, if a white man sat down and even said that, that comes from his thoughts. No white, no one is superior, no race is superior. Even they did believe that, on earth that doesn't exist. But no, everyone has knowledge of self, sir. Even a baby has knowledge of when it's hungry. So if someone says a nigger is someone who has no self-knowledge or is ignorant, no one is ignorant in this world. So that type of world has no meaning. Right,
ask
has
you a
no
question.
Definition.
Let me ask you a question.
It is used to divide us as people, as human beings. I guarantee it. It has no meaning. Everybody is no one is ignorant.
Michael, can you hear me? Hello.
Yeah, I'm here.
Is this Michael?
Yeah, I'm here. Yes,
okay.
I'm here. I'm here, sir.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. All right, let me just ask you a three-prong test, just for clarity's purpose. First of all, are all your monthly bills current? Do you have 1 year's salary in reserve? And have you had an elimination in the last 12 hours?
An elimination, describe that.
Elimination means defecation. In other words, so that your body is ridding itself of impurities. Are all your monthly bills current? Do you have
one year's salary?
Yes,
they are. No, I have three months of salary in my banking account, sir.
Okay.
I have 3 months.
Are my bills current? Can
yes,
you hear
and my bills are current, and I am sweating, sir, on my nose. My nose is sweating.
Okay, now what the hell, what is that responding to?
You're giving me a reference. See, everything that you ask me, I can give you a reference to. I can give you a reference to the nose on my sweat. I can give you a reference to my bills. I can give you a reference to it, sir.
Okay.
But when you're talking about a legitimate child, there's no reference. When you talk about Christian, Muslim, there's no reference because you can't point one out to me, sir. You
Mike,
can't point one. Point me
Mike,
a Christian
you,
and point one out to
has
me.
Anybody ever accused you, has anybody ever accused you legitimately of ever being delusional?
No, I'm not, sir.
I'm just asking.
Sir, if you look at somebody and you call them the N-word, I'm going to ask you, what does it mean?
No, 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 but you were talking about the sweat on your nose. That had nothing to do
with
anything.
Yeah, Michael.
You said I was delusional, sir. You said
I
was delusional.
Yeah, I did, prior to that. That's why
God
I
no, because he asked me, did I defecate? He asked me, was anybody fluids coming out of me? I listened to him.
No,
that's why
no,
I said the nose
no.
of my nuts sweat was nosing. I asked.
Okay. I'm going to halt this for a minute. God dang it. Michael, are you listening, Michael?
Yes, I'm listening, sir.
Okay, thank you. Now, here's my question, and I just want a straight answer. What does sweating on your nose mean?
Sweating on my nose means it gives you a clear picture. You know what it means.
A clear picture, sir.
Nose. You know what my nose is, sir. If you tell me, you know why I can believe that your nose is breathing? Because it's a reference to a nose, and I've seen a nose sweat before.
Okay, because I have one. Michael, listen. Here's the next question, Michael. What does that have as what reference does that have as far as our conversation that we're having right now?
Because you're asking me, you ask me a word. Anytime you ask me a word, anytime you say a word, it gives me a mental picture. That's how I understand.
No, he asked you
right?
about elimination. He didn't.
Yeah.
We were all.
No, hold on. And I asked him, well, what does elimination mean? And he says, if you have any something defecating or something coming out of your body. And then I said,
No.
I misinterpreted him.
No.
Yes, have you had a bowel movement in the last 12 hours?
Yes, I have.
Okay, that's what he wanted to know.
Now, bowel movement is a reference. You can reference. I have a clear picture what a bowel movement is.
Okay.
But when you say God, Christian, when you say bad, illegitimate, there's no
God
clear picture.
And Christian. We didn't
No.
That.
But so
all
you're
right,
saying,
right.
No. I was just using that as an example, sir.
Oh, okay.
So if you want to challenge my legitimacy, like I didn't go to college. I went to college, sir. But
that's
I know
okay.
we use words
we
that have no meaning,
to,
sir.
We just want to go back to the discussion you and Rich had. Rich, are you there? He must have gone to get something to eat.
No, I'm here. I'm listening. I caught every word.
Oh, well, he's dropped his call now. He won't be able to get back in.
Oh, he won't.
Because we understand the time.
Let me say this. If Michael reminds me of many of my clients, and let me just say, if a female calls in to argue as Michael, which some do, that there is no definition of anything, and they don't understand that they're sawing off the limb that they're sitting on, I will vigorously defend them. I'm not saying it makes sense. I'll defend a woman no matter how irrational or how illogical she may be or impractical. I'll still defend her because she's a woman. She has tits and a vagina. I will defend her right.
All righty, then.
Hey, by the way, Eric and yeah. Joe, that is a pretty decent test for sanity also. Now, I'm not saying it's an absolute test, but if you guys know that the DSM Volume 5 is coming out, I believe in March of this year, the Diagnostic and Statistical
Manual
of Mental Disorders.
Yeah.
Have you guys heard of that before?
Yeah,
I have.
Yeah, I've mentioned that before, but maybe you've heard it from other sources. But that is the Bible of the mental health care field. All psychiatrists, psychologists, therapists, and mental health care workers use that reference. That's their Bible, as it were.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. Man, Joe.
Yeah.
We can't ask for a better free fun Friday, can we?
Well, surely not more freaky. Yeah.
Oh, all right, Mr. Solution, your last words for the day before we talk again Monday.
Man, it's been a great show, and we welcome people, such as Michael. I mean, because truth and clarity is more important than agreement.
Mm.
Although I do think there will be agreement if one gets the truth. Clearly. So, again, great show.
All right, thank you, and you have a great weekend. Hey, ride some for me because I'm about to pull my bike out too and ride since the weather got kind of good. So,
I pick up my new bike hopefully tomorrow, and
okay.
You know the guy. I only bought the frame, had it stripped, and all new Shimano parts installed, upgraded Shimano parts.
All right, you ready?
Enjoy, Rich.
Oh, absolutely. Hey, I encourage you guys to get a bike, too. It's the best form of exercise, human-powered form of exercise. Riding a bike is actually better than walking.
I know, but between running 4 and 6 miles, I work it in somewhere. But okay. I like to run better. I don't know. Bikes ain't the same.
Well, running, the only thing with running, though, Eric, is do we have time to explain?
Yeah, we have time.
The only difference in running, running is hard on the joints, and it's what you call high impact.
Right.
To run too. Don't make no mistake about it. But I understand that biking, you can go much further biking, and you get the same aerobic exercise or better because you're balancing. You're doing everything you're doing running, and so much more. And you have the lower impact. So biking, and I encourage you to establish a biking club. We'll get two or three people whom you can ride with because it's immensely enjoyable.
Yeah. You know what? That's a good idea. I got a good idea who I can get to. Okay. All right. Thank you, Mr. Solution. Once again, have a good weekend.
Absolutely.
So long,
see you Monday.
So long, Eric. Guys, have a good weekend, okay?
Wait a minute. You ain't got nothing to say, Joe?
No.
Oh, my goodness.
Just everybody have a good weekend.
You blew your wad at the beginning, huh?
Yeah, I've just got the sore throat coming on, so.
Oh, okay. All right, I'm not even touching that one. All right, Joe, you have a good weekend.
I know what you're
Monday.
Thinking.
Anyway,
I didn't eat
Monday.
Any pussy.
Have a good weekend, Joe.
You too.
All right.
That's why I'm jaded. All right. Good.
All right, y'all. Once again, a Freedom Friday, man, to remember. I tell you, I want to thank Mr. Solution, Joe, Michael, Goofy, May 2. A lot of these people you didn't hear, but they were there. Antonio. Yeah, I saw y'all all out there tonight. Hey. Like I say, Freedom Fun Friday, man, we talk about any and everything. It doesn't even matter. Look, we're going to talk about love and light. I saw you out there, all facts. I saw all y'all out there. Thank you for joining me tonight. It's been fun, man. I love it when we get stuff going on, especially when we get knowledge passed around. And that's what the song means when it comes on. Here comes the boom, because there's always some boom when it comes to information, man, and we dropping it on you hard. So I hope you be taking notes and make you think just a little bit. Of course, it's Freedom Fun Friday here on Let's Talk. I'm glad to have had you this evening. I am your host, Eric Jackson. And until Monday, y'all, which is Open Mic Monday, so if you got something that pops in your over the weekend, Sunday, come back to me and talk to me on Monday afternoon about it, 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. However, if you want to talk about it before then, hit me up on my Facebook page, Let's Talk with Eric Jackson at Facebook.com. Oh, yeah, I need to give a special shout out to Raya. Hey, Raya, I know what you're doing. But, hey, anyway, y'all have a good one. Hey, make sure you spend time with the family this weekend, that special someone. Give them a hug. Tell them you appreciate them, you love them. Hey, just do something with them. And Mr. Susan say, if you got bikes, go riding, heck. Or just go walking through a park or something. Just get out the house. If you have beautiful weather, just get out. Go do something, okay? All right, y'all. Well, that's it about for me. And once again, I'll see y'all come. What day is it? Oh, Monday. Monday, 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Hey, you've been listening to Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Eric Jackson. And y'all know what? I'm out of here. Talk, please, talk.